For people that don't know, I ruptured my Achilles in a preseason game. To be completely honest with you, this is the biggest challenge of my life and my career. One day I'll wake up super motivated, trying to take on the world. And then the next day, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to even, you know, make myself breakfast. Each day is a battle. I'm trying to win each battle, and eventually I'm going to win the war.
We think that, obviously, we always want to be playing, and if we have our starting 11 spot, even if we're hurting, we want to push through it. But sometimes you really got to listen to the body and take a couple of days off, whether it's the trainings or even a game off. So you miss out maybe on one game instead of missing out on like half the season or many games. So I think that's a great point that also that I'd love to point out to younger listeners is you really got to listen to your body. And obviously there are times you got to push, you know, when you're sore and you're fatigued, you got to push. But when you do feel those sharp pains and, you know, definitely consult like a physio and really listen to the body. I think that's massive.
Yeah, 100%. There's definitely a difference between like feeling a little bit sore and you can't kick the ball. You know, there's something in your quad or something like that. There's a big difference. And one bad decision really can, like you said, keep you out for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And that's the one thing you're trying to avoid.
For sure. Yeah. With that being said, I know you're going through an injury right now. How are you kind of looking at that? I know that like we talked about, I think probably the best thing to build the mind, really go through that injury and take it step by step. But how have you kind of looked at that from a macro standpoint and how are you dealing with it day to day?
Yeah, no, honestly, to be completely honest with you, this is the biggest challenge of my life and my career. For people that don't know, I ruptured my Achilles in a preseason game, and that one is not a fun injury. Everyone knows that. But to be honest, each day is completely different. One day I'll wake up super motivated, trying to take on the world. And then the next day, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to even, you know, make myself breakfast. But what's helped me is I started the rehab process already. I'm going into the training facility. So I'm seeing the guys. I'm being around the team already. So that's really helped, you know, my mental aspect. But it's tough, man. It's really tough. And each day, I'm just trying to – I'm looking at it as each day is a battle. I'm trying to win each battle. And eventually I'm going to win the war. But honestly, right now it's feeling great. The wound is completely healed and I already started my rehab, like I said, and little by little, I'm going to be on the road to the field again.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. How long is the expected to your back?
So, you know, with the Achilles, it's tough. It really just depends on the athlete, on the person. And they give you a rough timetable, 6 to 8 months. But you know, I flew out to New York to get the surgery done. One of the good doctor that was recommended by an old teammate. So I'm hoping, you know, no pressure. I want to be back in 6 months, but my end of the goal, you know, end of the tunnel is really to be 100%, you know, fit, stronger than I was before this by next year in preseason. So I'm not trying to rush it. But you know, you never know. You never know. I'm just going to listen to the body and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, I mean, I think it's huge to have big goals. And then I think the second thing to point out that's, you know, you've had such a great career till this point. And, you know, the fact that you're vulnerable enough to say that there are some days that you're ready to smash the world. And then there are some days where you don't want to get out of bed. And that's just natural. You know, we're human. You know, you can't be a robot. Like, obviously, we listen to Kobe, we listen to these guys. And, you know, we want to be like them. But at the end of the day, we're all human, you know. So I think, like you said, the most important thing is really listening to the body and then not rushing it. You know, especially, you know, obviously the career you've had, you know, at this point. But I think for the younger athletes, like I think coming back from ankle sprains and stuff like this, we try to rush. I mean, I've done it myself. I'm not sure if you have, but you know, and then you come back to the field and it's like, you feel really good for that season, but then you start to see, wow, that ankle sprain led to this hip pain, or that yeah. ankle sprain led to this knee thing. So I think one thing that I wish I knew when I was younger is really do listen to the physio and the PT, because, you know, they know what they're doing. Don't rush back and really take it step by step, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. And I think, for me, like you said, I've 100% done that. I've rushed back from injuries just to get on the field when I definitely shouldn't have. But, you know, we're like you said, we're all human. We all want to play. We all want to be the best that we can be. But the number one thing is you have to listen to the people that know better than you. And you're never going to exactly. You think you might know everything, but that's not, yeah. not the case. That's definitely not the case. But like you said, I'm guilty of it. I tried to fake pain, or I just tried to do whatever it took to get on the field when I know I shouldn't have, and then I end up costing my team a bad performance, and then I'm only hurting the team. I'm only hurting the coaching staff, so making everyone else look bad. So for me, it's the biggest lesson I'm learning from this is just to listen to my body. If I'm feeling good, I'm gonna go for it. If not, I need to take a step back and just rest.